Today, Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, back to the drawing board. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. The news came out last week, to the chagrin of some and the appreciation of others, that the state of Utah's legal effort to acquire management authority over non-designated federal lands in the state wasn't going to be favorably acted on by the U.S. Supreme Court. Well, it's easy to shrug your shoulders and mutter under your breath over the disappointment in the decision. It's really another example of how not to make a light bulb, using a Thomas Edison analogy. As things stand, the federal agencies like the Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Forest Service are in charge of the operations of a majority of western lands, and there hasn't been any successful ways so far to change that. There might be ways to figure out how to work more closely on most issues to find win-win-win solutions. There have been examples in the past of such cooperation. There are also a number of examples where dealing with the federal agencies and the bureaucrats, mostly those in Washington, D.C., that aren't as easy to get along with. It might be their rulings from on high on how land management will operate with sage-grouse, or it might be their appointing themselves that they have the authority to exceed what Congress has decided in law, and they will pass massive regulatory changes that make not using the land as an equal concept to multiple use. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman. Thanks for listening.